Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Zocha l'brachos halalu, sh'nehemar, lo hikshavta l'mitzvos ha'vayihi chanar shalomecha v'tzidkascha kigalai hayam, v'hi kachol zarecha v'tzatzei me'echa. In terms of this reward, Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Chanina, said, one who waits in the synagogue for the other to finish his prayer merits the following blessings. As it is stated, if only you had listened to my mitzvot, then your peace would be as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Your seed would be as the sand, and your offspring of your body like the grains thereof. His name would be neither cut off nor destroyed from before me. From Yeshayahu, Perek Memchas. The explanation of this passage is based on the etymological similarity between the word mitzvah and the word tzevet, which means group. If he keeps the other person company and does not abandon him after his prayer, all the blessings that appear later in the verse will be fulfilled in him, according to Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, Mali Nitna Rishus La'ayin Liro, Saint called Bria Yachalo Lechol Olam Ad Bipnei HaMazikim. And another Brisa, it was taught that Abba Binyamin says, if the eye was given permission to see, no creature would be able to withstand the abundance and ubiquity of the demons and continue to live unaffected by them. Omer Abaye, Inu Nefishi Minan, Bekaimi Alan, Ki Kisla L'ugya. Similarly, Abaye said, they are more numerous than we are, and they stand over us like mounds of earth surrounding a pit. Omer Afuna, Kochad Vechad Minan, Alfa Mismale, Uravavta Miyamane, Miyamine. Afuna said, each and every one of us has 1,000 demons to his left and 10,000 to his right. God protects man from these demons, as it says in the verse, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. They will not approach you. This is from Tehillim, Tzadik Aleph. Amar Rava, Hai duchke dehavi v'kala, menayu havi, havi birche deshale v'nayu. Haim hani mane derabanan debalu, michufya didhu, hani kai deminakfon minayu. Summarizing the effects of the demons, Rava said, the crowding at the kala, the gatherings for Torah study during Elul and Adar, is from the demons. Those knees that are fatigued, even though one did not exert himself, is from the demons. Those clothes of the sages that wear out, despite the fact that they do not engage in physical labor, is from friction with the demons. Those feet that are in pain is from the demons. Haiman debay lamida lahu laisi kitma nehila v'nadar apuri uvitzafra chazi kikari de tanigolo haiman debay lamechazinu laisi shilyasa tishunarta Ukamta bas ukamta, buchrata bas buchrata, velikle venura, velishchake, velimle ene mine, vechazule, velishte begufta de farzala, velachtame begushbanka de parzala, dilma ganvi mine, velachtam pume, kihege de lo litazak, rabibi barabai, avadhachi, vechaza veitazak, bora banarachme ale veitase. One who seeks to know that the demons exist should place fine ashes around his bed, and in the morning the demons' footprints appear like chickens' footprints in the ash. One who seeks to see them should take the afterbirth of a firstborn female black cat, born to a firstborn female black cat, burn it in fire, grind it, and place it in his eyes, and he will see them. He must then place the ashes in an iron tube sealed with an iron seal, gushpanka, lest the demons steal it from him, and then seal the opening so that he will not be harmed. Rabbi Bar Abaye performed this procedure, saw the demons, and was harmed. The sages prayed for mercy on his behalf, and he was healed. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, Ain't Fila Shal Adam Nishmas El Abaveis Aknesses, Shanama Lishmoa El Harina Ve El Hatfila, Bemakom Rina Sham Tehe Tfila. It was taught in a brisa that Abba Binyamin said, one's prayer is only fully heard in a synagogue, as it is stated with regard to King Solomon's prayer in the temple, Yet you have turned toward the prayer of your servant and to his supplication. Hashem, my God, listen to the song and the prayer which your servant prays before you on this day. From Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches. The following verse concludes, to hear the prayer your servant directs towards this place. From Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Kaf Tes. We see that one's prayer is heard specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, of which the Shul is a microcosm, according to Rav Yoshiyahu Pinto. It may be inferred that in a place of song, a synagogue where God's praises are sung, there prayer should be. Amar Ravin Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Menayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu, matzui bebeis hakneses, shenamar Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. In explaining Abba Binyamin's statement, Rav Ada said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, from where is it derived that the Holy One, blessed be He, is located in the synagogue? As it is stated, God stands in the congregation of Kael, God. In the midst of the judges, He judges. From Tehillim, Pebes. The congregation of God is the place where people congregate to sing God's praises, and God is located among His congregation. And from where is it derived that 10 people who pray, this divine presence is with them? As it's stated, God stands in the congregation of God, and the minimum number of people that constitute a congregation is a quorum of 10. From where is it derived that 3 who sit in judgment? Or maybe I should say, Bekerav Elohim Yishbot. From where is it derived that 3 who sit in judgment, the divine presence is with them? It is derived from this same verse, as it is stated, in the midst of the judges, He, Hashem, judges. And the minimum number of judges that comprises a court is 3. Ominayin l'shnayim sheyoshvi ba'ozken b'torah sheshchina imahim, sheneimar az nidbiru yirei Hashem, ish al reyu v'yakshiv Hashem. From where is it derived that 2 who sit and engage in Torah study, that Hashem's presence is with them, as it is stated, then they that feared the Hashem spoke with one another, and Hashem listened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that fear Hashem and that think upon His name. From Malachi Perek Gimel, Hashem's presence listens to any 2 God-fearing individuals who speak with each other. Mai ulechosh veshmo. With regard to the verse, the Gemara asks, what is the meaning of the phrase, and that think upon Hashem's name? Ravashi said, if a person intended to perform a mitzvah, but due to circumstances beyond his control, he did not perform it, the verse ascribes him credit as if he performed the mitzvah, and he is among those that think upon his name. The Gemara returns to Rabin Bar Avada's statement, and from where is it derived that when even one who sits and engages in Torah study, that Hashem's presence is with him? As it's stated, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. From Shmos Perek Kaf. Hashem blesses even a single person who mentions God's name, which is a reference to Torah study, according to Iyun Yaakov. The one asks, since the divine presence rests even upon one person who engages in Torah study, was it necessary to say that the divine presence rests upon 2 who study Torah together? The Gemara answers, there's a difference between them. 2 people, their words of Torah are written in the Book of Remembrance, as it is stated, and a Book of Remembrance was written. However, a single individual's words of Torah are not written in a Book of Remembrance. The Gemara continues, since Hashem's presence rests even upon 2 people who engage in Torah study, is it necessary to mention even 3? The Gemara answers, here too, by 3, a special verse is necessary, lest you say that judgment is merely to keep the peace among the citizenry, and the divine presence does not come and rest upon those who sit in judgment, since they are not engaged in Torah study. Rav Bar Avada teaches us that sitting in judgment is also Torah. The Gemara asks, since the divine presence rests even upon 3, is it necessary to mention 10? The Gemara answers, the divine presence arrives before a group of 10, before the 10. Hashem comes first. As it says, God stands in the congregation of God. That indicates that when the 10 individuals who comprise the congregation arrive, the divine presence is already there. For a group of 3 judges, however, the divine presence does not arrive until they sit and begin their deliberations. As in the midst of the judges, He judges. God aids them in their judgment, but He does not arrive before them. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Avada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Maniach Tefillin, Shenamar Nishba Hashem Mimino Uvizroa Uzo. The Gemara cites another ergodic statement, Rabbi Rabbi Avin Bar Avada said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, from where is it derived that Hashem wears phylacteries, tefillin? As it is stated, Hashem has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. From Yeshayahu Perek Samach Beis. Since it is customary to swear upon holy objects, it is understood that his right hand and the arm of his strength are the holy objects upon which God swore. So that would be a reference to. We shall see. Imino uzo Torah shenamra imino eish das lamo ubizro uzo elu tefillin shenamra Hashem oz lamo yitin. Specifically, his right hand refers to the Torah, as it is stated in describing the giving of the Torah, from his right hand a fiery law for his people, from Devarim Lamed Gimel. The arm of his strength, his left hand, refers to tefillin, as it is stated, Hashem gave strength to his nation, from Tehillim Perek Kaf Tes, in the form of the mitzvah of tefillin. Ominayin she'at tefillin ozim li'Yisrael, dichsiv v'rao chol amei ha'aretz, ki yishev Hashem nikra alecho v'yarom yimekom, v'tanya Rabbi Eliezer ha'gadol, omer elu tefillin she'barosh. The Gemara asks, and from where is it derived that tefillin provides strength for Yisrael, as it is written, and all the nations of the land shall see that the name of Hashem is called upon you, and they will fear you. From Devarim Perek Kavches. It was taught in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer the Great says, this is a reference to the tefillin on your head, upon which the name of Hashem is written in fulfillment of the verse that the name of Hashem is called upon you, meaning tefillin on your head. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya bar Avin, what is written in the phylacteries, the tefillin of the master of the world? Rav Chiya bar Avin replied, it is written, who is like your people Yisrael, one nation in the land? From Divrei HaYamim, Aleph, Perek, Yud Zayin. God's tefillin served to connect him, in a sense, to the world, the essence of which is Yisrael. Omi mishtavach kutcha brichu b'shivchayu di Yisrael. In Dichsiv es Hashem ha'amarta hayom, uksiv ha'Hashem ha'amircha hayom. Omer lema kodesh baruch hu Yisrael, ata masisuni chativa achas ba'olam, va'ani ha'ese eschem chativa achas ba'olam. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak continues, but is Hashem glorified through the glory of Israel? Rav Chiya bar Avin answered, yes, as indicated by the juxtaposition of two verses. As it is stated, you have affirmed this day that the Hashem is your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his laws and commandments and listen to his voice. And the subsequent verse states, and Hashem has affirmed this day that you are his treasure, that you, Yisrael, are his treasure, and he spoke to you to keep his commandments. From Devarim Perek Kafav. From these two verses, it is derived that Hashem said to Yisrael, you have made me a single entity, chativa, in the world, as you singled me out as separate and unique, and because of this, I will make you a single entity in the world, and you will be a treasured nation, chosen by Hashem. You have made me a single entity in the world, as it is stated that Israel declares God's oneness by saying, hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, from Devarim Perek Vav, and because of this, I will make you a single entity in the world, unique and elevated with the utterance, who is like your people, Israel, one nation in the land. Consequently, the Holy One, blessed be He, is glorified through the glory of Israel, whose praises are written in God's tefillin. Amalei Ravacha bereda Rava Ravashi, tinech b'chad beisa b'shar batei mai. Ravacha, son of Rava, said to Ravashi, it works out well with regard to the contents of one of the four compartments of God's tefillin of the head. However, all four compartments of Yisrael's tefillin of the head contain portions of the Torah that praise Hashem. What portions in praise of Yisrael are written in the rest of the compartments of God's tefillin of his head? Amalei, ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, ashrecha Yisrael, o hanisa elokim, ulesitcha elyon. Ravashi said to him, in those three compartments it is written, for who is a great nation to whom God is close, like Hashem our God, whenever we call upon him, from Devarim Perek Dalet, and who is a great nation who has righteous statutes and laws, like this entire Torah, which I set before you today, also from Devarim Perek Dalet, the very next verse. And the third verse, happy are you, Yisrael, who is like you, a people saved by Hashem, the shield of your help, and And that is the sword of your excellence. And your enemies shall dwindle away before you, and you shall tread upon their high places. From Devarim, Perek Lamed Gimel. An additional verse. Or has God attempted to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, and by wonders? From Devarim, Perek Dalet. And a final verse. And to elevate you above all the nations that he has made in praise, in name, and in glory, that you may be a holy people to Hashem your God as he has spoken. From Devarim, Perek Kavav. Raises an objection. If all these are verses are included in Hashem's tefillin of his head, there are too many compartments, as more than four verses of praise were listed just now. Rather, the portions of God's tefillin must be arranged as follows. The verses for who is a great nation and who is a great nation are, again, for who is a great nation and who is a great nation are included in one compartment, since they are similar. Happy are you, Yisrael, and who is like your people, Yisrael, are in one compartment. And the third compartment is, or has God attempted. And the fourth compartment is, and to elevate you. This concludes Vav Amud Aleph. Vav Amud Beis. Bekulu ksivi be'edrai, in the tefillin of the head, where there are four separate compartments, and all of the verses are written together on one parchment. Let me go back. Bekulu ksivi be'edrai, in the tefillin of your head, where there are four separate compartments, so we have four compartments, and in the verses, and all the verses are written together on one parchment in the tefillin on your arm, or on Hashem's arm, so to speak. Which only has one compartment, because in your head there's four boxes, but on your arm it's all just one box, one parchment. Additionally, Rabbi Bar Avada said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, one who was accustomed to come to Shul and did not come one day, Hashem asks about him, as it were, to determine what happened to him, as it is stated. Who among you fears Hashem? Who fears the voice of his servant? Though he walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of Hashem and rely upon his God. From Yeshayahu, Perek Nun. In other words, God asks, who among you fears Hashem, yet didn't come to hear the voice of Hashem's servant, which is the Shliach Tzibur in the Shul, who engages in the service of Hashem? He went out before dawn and walks in darkness before prayer. Meaning he did not come to the shul. Ilid var mitzvah halach nogalo. Ve'ilid var rishus halach ein nogalo. If it is for a matter involving a mitzvah that he went and absent himself from prayer in the shul, then despite the darkness, there is light for him. The aura of his mitzvah will protect him. But if it is for an optional matter, some mundane purpose, that he went and absented himself from prayer in the shul, then even once the day begins, there is no light for him, according to the Marsha. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my time up. Mishum dehavalei liftach b'shem Hashem, below b'tach. The verse continues, let him trust in the name of Hashem. The Gemara asks, what is the reason that God is so exacting with this person? The Gemara answers, because he should have relied on the name of Hashem and trusted that he would not incur any loss if he postponed dealing with his mundane matters until after prayer in the shul. And he did not rely on Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shar shakadosh baruch hu bav b'veis hakneses, v'lo matza ba'asara. On the same topic, Rabbi Yochanan said, when Hashem enters the shul and does not find 10 people there, he immediately becomes angry. As it is stated, why, when I came, was there no one here? When I called, there was no one to answer. Behold, with my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Also from Yeshayahu, Perek Nun. Concerning another aspect of the constancy of prayer, Rabbi Chelbo said that Rav Huna said, one who sets a fixed place for his prayer, the God of Avram assists him. Since prayer parallels the Beis HaMikdash service, it is a sign of respect to set a fixed place for this sacred rite, according to Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pito. The God of Avram assists him because this pious custom evokes Avraham's conduct. Ukshemes, Omrim Lo, A anav a chassid, mi talmidav Shel Avram Avinu. When he dies, those who eulogize him, if this person was someone who fixed a place for his prayer, the eulogizers will say about him, where is the humble one? Where is the pious one? The disciples of our father Avram. Presumably, one who sets a fixed place for prayer is a disciple of Avram in every respect, including humility and piety, according to Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pitto. The Avram Avinu Manalan de Kava Makom, the Ksiva Yashkim Avram Bokir, Elamakom Asher Amacham, the Einamida Elitvila, Shinamar Vayamar Pinchas Vaifaleo. The Gemara asks, from where do we derive that Avram, our father, set a fixed place for his prayer? The Gemara answers, as it is written, and Avram rose in the morning to the place where he had stood before Hashem, from Bereshis Perikites. And the verb standing means nothing other than prayer, as it is stated, and Pinchas stood and prayed, from Tehillim Kupav. Amar Avichelbo Amar Avuna. Hayotzi, maybe I just asked a question there. The word stand doesn't always mean to pray, so why do we just pick the verse about Pinchas that he was davening, so therefore when Avram stood, he was davening? I mean, aren't there other places where the word Vayamod is referred to other activities than tefillah? Question. Amar Avichelbo Amar Avuna. Hayotzi Mibesa Knesset Al Yafsia Psia Gasa. Amar Abai Lo Amar Nela Lamepak. Avalameal Mitzvah Lamirat. Shinamar Nir Defer Ladat, says Hashem. Rabbi Chava said that Rav Huna said, one who leaves the synagogue should not take large strides because it creates the impression that he is eager to leave. Abaye explained Rav Huna's statement and said, this halacha was only said with regard to leaving the shul, where large strides seem particularly disrespectful. However, with regard to entering a shul, it is a mitzvah to run, and one is permitted to rush and take large strides when you go to shul, according to Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pinto. As it is said, and let us know eagerly, and let us know, eagerly strive to know Hashem. From Hosea Perikva. One who eagerly enters a synagogue displays his enthusiasm to follow the path of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mireish, ki hava chazena lehu l'rabbanu t'karati l'perikva b'shabata, amena kamachalwin b'banu shabata, kevin d'shamana l'ahad Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shabin Levi, l'olam yo atzadam l'dvar halacha v'afilu b'shabas, shenemar achri Hashem yelchu k'arya yishag, etc. Anna Nami Rahekna. Rabbi Zeira said, initially when I saw the sages running to the rabbi's lecture on Shabbos, I said, these sages are desecrating Shabbos. One is prohibited from running on Shabbos in deference to the sanctity of the day. One should walk slower on Shabbos, different than the week. Once I heard that which Rabbi Tachum said, that Rabbi Shimon Levi said, one should always run for a matter of a halacha or a mitzvah, even on Shabbos, as it is stated, they shall walk after the Lord, who will roar like a lion. In other words, from Hosea Perikidav. In other words, one should rush as though he's being chased by a lion, according to Berkas Hashem. So I too run, said Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Agra de Pirka Riata. Rabbi Zeira said, the reward for attending the lecture is for running. Since most individuals attending the lecture did not fully understand the material taught, reward for attendance was given for their intention to hear the Torah being taught, as evidenced by their rush to arrive. Amar Abai, Agra de Kala Dukka. Similarly, Abai said, the reward for attending the Kala is for the crowding. Due to the large crowd, study was difficult, so the primary reward was given for the effort to hear and understand some part of the lecture. Amar Rava, Agra de Shmaita Svara. Similarly, Rava said, the reward for learning the halakhic traditions of the Amoraim is for the logical analysis, as the primary reward for studying Talmud was not given for knowing the halakhic conclusions, but for the logical reasoning that led to those conclusions. Amar Rav Papa, Agra de Beit Tamia Shtikusa. Papa said the reward for attending the house of mourning of Beit Tamia, which I think means bones, meaning it's a place where someone in a Shiva house or with someone, where someone passed away, the house of mourning. So what's the reward? It's for the silence, which is the optimal manner for those consoling the mourners to express their empathy. You can just go and you don't say anything. Maybe the mourner will express. Amar Amar Zutra Agri de Tanisa Tzidkasa. Amar Zutra said the primary reward for fasting is the charity given to the poor on the fast day. See as a reference Yeshayahu Perek Nunches. Amar Av Sheshes Agri de Hespeda Daloye. Rav Shesha said the primary reward for delivering a eulogy is for causing those in attendance to raise their voices and cry, as that increases the grief over the deceased. That's the real credit for the eulogy. Amar Ravashi agrada behi lule mile. Ravashi said the primary reward for participating in a wedding is for the words, i.e., the good wishes with which the guests regale the bride and groom. I should say the good wishes with which the guests regale the bride and groom. Amar Rav Huna, kol ha-mispal al ha-horei besek nesis nekra rosha, sh'ne'er amar savi v'shoim yis ha-lachun. Back to the topic of deference for a shul, the Gemara records that Rav Huna said, one who prays behind the shul is called wicked, as while the entire congregation is facing one direction to pray, he faces the opposite direction, creating the impression that he is treating the synagogue and the congregation with contempt, facing the other way. As it is stated, the wicked walk roundabout with vileness, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, from Tehillim Perikid Beis. In other words, only the wicked walk round about the shul in order to pray. Abai said this halacha was said only in a case where one does not turn his face toward the shul, but where he turns his face toward the shul and prays, we have no prohibition in that case. Kaze idmile kitaya amale kaduvar kianta kamimarach shlaf safsera bekatle. To reinforce the gravity of this prohibition, the Gemara relates a certain individual prayed behind the shul and did not turn to face the shul. Eliyahu Hanavi passed by and appeared to him as an Arab. Taya. Eliyahu said, "This is how kaduvar you stand before your master." Eliyahu drew a sword and killed him. Wow. Amar le. My krum zulus libanayadam. Rafuna already explained the beginning of the verse, the wicked walk round about. The Gemara explains the end of the verse, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. So one of the sages said to Rav Bibi Barabaye, and some say Rav Bibi said to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, what is the meaning of when vileness is exalted among the sons of men? That means, Amalei, he replied, these are matters of importance, utmost importance, exalted, i.e. the mitzvot or prayer, which people nonetheless treat with contempt. That's vileness among the sons of men. Rabbi Yochanan and his student, Rabbi Elazar, both said an alternative explanation of that verse. Once a person needs the help of others and loses dignity in their eyes, because he has to take tzedakah from them, vileness among the sons of men. His face changes and becomes like a krum, as it is stated, when krum, vileness, is exalted among the sons of men. My krum, kiyasar of dimiyamar, of echad yesh bekrafei hayam, o krum shmo, v'kevin shecham is a rachas, mishapet l'kama givonim. What is krum referred to by Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? When Rabbi Yimi came to Babylonia from Eretz Yisrael, he said, there is a bird in the cities by the sea called krum, and when the sun rises, the bird changes several colors. Similarly, one who becomes dependent upon others blushes in embarrassment. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi de Amri Tovayo ki ilu nido b'shnei dinim, eshumayim, shnei amar, hivkavta enosh liru shenu, banu v'esh uvamayim. Rabbi Yami and Ravashi both said, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi both said, one who becomes dependent upon others, it is as if he was punished with two punishments, fire and water. As it says, you have caused men to ride over our heads. We have gone through fire and water. From Tehillim, Perek Samech Bo. Ba'amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rafuna, La'olim yei adam zara betfilas ha-mincha, shari el yo'no lo'na'ana. Ela bitfilas hamincha shenemar vayihi ba'alos hamincha vayigash el yo hanavi vayomer etc. Anini Hashem anini. And Rabbi Chalva said that Rav Huna said one must always be vigilant with regard to the afternoon prayer, as Eliyahu's prayer was only answered in the afternoon prayer mincha, as it says, and it was at the time of the afternoon offering that Eliyahu hanavi came near and he said, Hashem, God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Israel, let it be known that on this day you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. By the contest on Har Carmel. Answer me, Lord, answer me, and this people will know that you, Lord, are God. From Balachim Aleph. Parakitches. Because Eliyahu was answered in the afternoon prayer, Mincha time, it has particular significance. Aneni Shetere Desh Min HaShemayim, Va'aneni Shelayomer Ma'asik Shafimim. In passing, the Gemara explains why it was necessary for Eliyahu to repeat, "Answer me, Hashem, and answer me." He said it twice. The first "Answer me" was the request that fire descend from the heavens, while the second "Answer me" was the request that Yisrael should accept complete faith in God and not say that the fire descending from the heavens was an act of sorcery. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Tfilas Arvis Shena Amar Tikon Tfilosi Ketores Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Arev. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Af Tfilas Shatris Shena Amar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli. Rabbi Yochanan said, one must be vigilant with regard to the evening prayer as well, as it says, let my prayer come forth as incense before you, the lifting of my hands, meaning in prayer, as the evening offering. From Tehillim, Perek, Kuf Mem Aleph. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, one must be vigilant with regard to the morning prayer as well, as it says, Hashem, in the morning you shall hear my voice, and in the morning I will order my prayer unto you and will look forward. From Tehillim, Perek, Hey. V'omer Rabbi Chelva, Omer Rav Huna, Kol Ananam, Yisudas Chasim, Ve'enu Misam, Kol Omer, V'chamishach Kolos, Shenamar, Kol Sasim, V'kol Simcha, Kol Chasim, V'kol Kala, Kol Omim, Hodu, Es Hashem, Tzavakos. And Rabbi Chelva said that Rav Huna said, anyone who benefits from a feast of a groom and does not cause him to rejoice violates the five voices mentioned in this verse, as it says, as it says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride, and the voice of those who say, give thanks to Hashem of hosts. For Hashem is good, for his mercy lasts forever. Even those who bring a thanks offering to the house of Hashem. I don't know why it says even. For Hashem's mercy lasts forever, even of those who bring a thanks offering to the house of Hashem. For I will restore the captivity of the land. This is Yirmiyahu talking. For I will restore the captivity of the land as it was in the beginning, says Hashem. These five voices in the context of a bride and groom correspond to the five voices mentioned in the context of the revelation at Mahar Sinai. And as in the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, the day of the revelation at Mahar Sinai is alluded to by the phrase, his wedding day, according to Rabbi Yoshua Pinto and Marsha. What is his reward if he does cause the groom to rejoice? He is privileged to acquire the Torah which was given with five voices, as it says, and it was on the third day, when it was morning, there were sounds, kolot, and lightning, and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the shofar in Shemot Perakites. The plural kolot indicates that at least two sounds were there, while the voice of the shofar is one more. The passage continues, and when the voice of the shofar grew louder and louder, Moshe spoke, and Hashem answered him by a voice. Along with the three previous verses, the second shofar and the voice with which Hashem answers Moshe amount to a total of five voices at the revelation at Har Sinai. Ini v'haksi v'chol ha'am ra'im esekolos. The Gemara asks, is this so? Isn't it also written, and the whole nation saw the voices and the torches and the sound of the shofar? This is in Shmos Perikav. Clearly, more than five voices are mentioned with regard to the revelation at Har Sinai. There are numerous, more than five. O son Kolos, Dakota Matan Torah Havu. The Gemara answers, no. Those additional number of voices that exceeded five were sounded prior to the giving of the Torah. So they're not included in this calculation of the voices. Abiyavo Omar, ki ilu hikriv toda, shenamar bavim toda beis Hashem. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, ki ilu bana achas mechorbanos, mechorbanos Yerushalayim, shenamar ki ashaves shavus haaretz, kivarishona amar Hashem. Abiyavo said the reward for causing a groom to rejoice is the same as if one had offered a thanks offering in the Beis HaMikdash. For as it is stated later in the previously cited verse from Yirmiyahu, those who bring a thanksgiving offering to the house of Hashem. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, the reward for causing a groom to rejoice is the same as if one rebuilt one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, as it is stated later in the same verse, for I will restore the captivity of the land as it was in the beginning. And Rabbi Chalva said that Rav Huna said, any person who has the fear of heaven, his words are heeded, as it is stated, the end of the matter, after all having been heard, fear Hashem and keep his commandments, for this is all of man. This is at the end of Kohelis. The Gemara explains, the end of the matter, all having been heard, refers to the words of one who keeps Hashem's commandments, for this is all of man. My kizek kol adam, amar Rabbi Elazar, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol olam kulo lo nibra ela bishvil zeh. With regard to the end of the verse, the Gemara asks, what is meant by, for this is all of man? Rabbi Elazar said, Hashem said about this person, the whole world was created only for this person. This is the ultimate purpose, this is the ultimate person for which all of mankind was created. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amr Shakol Zeh Kenegit Kol Olam Kulo. Rabbi Shimon Ben Atzai, Omer Ba'amilo, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma, Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nira Ela Litzavos Lezeh. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, the end of this verse teaches that this is equivalent to the entire world, all of man, this person. Rabbi Shimon Ben Atzai, and some say, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma says, not only is he the equivalent of the entire world, but the entire world was created to serve as companions for him. Just a backdrop, just to help him out, so that he would have a society in which to live and with which to interact. And Rabbi Chalbo said that Rav Huna said, one who is aware that another person is accustomed to greet him and is not only obligated to return his greeting, but he must greet him first. I should say, is not only obligated to return his greeting, but he must greet him first. As it is stated, seek peace and pursue it. From Tehillim Perek Lamed Aleph. If the other person extended his greeting to him and he did not respond, he is called a robber. As it is stated, it is you who have eaten of the vineyard, the spoils of the poor is in your houses. From Yeshayahu Perek Gimel. The only way to steal from a pauper who owns nothing is to rob him of his dignity by refusing to return his greeting. This concludes Daf Vav.